This is Hannah Lazar
and Tiffany the Lass
with PiratePods.com, and we're sitting here in the Pirate Pod van at Kane's with Kristen and Sarah from Children of the Nations. Hey, girls.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for having us.
So, Kristen, you're down from Seattle, and Sarah is from the OC.
Yes, that's correct. The OC, Satellite for Children of the Nations.
Why did you guys get involved with Children of the Nations?
Well, I think for both of us, and for a lot of people, we both traveled overseas with Children of the Nations and were very touched and moved by what we saw. For both of us, it took a little while for the actual coming on staff for us to figure out that that's what we wanted to do. But over time, I can say for myself that my heart was just moved closer and closer to wanting to do something. And so I traveled to Sierra Leone and was very touched and moved by the kids there, and slowly and surely discovered that I really did want to come on staff and do it and help those kids as my job, not just my hobby.
Mm-hmm. And very similar story. My 14-year-old daughter and I traveled to Malawi 3 years ago after my sister and brother-in-law had gone the previous year and said, you have got to go see this amazing organization. And we went and fell in love completely with the kids and the work they're doing there. And it took me probably a year and a half to quit my job and follow my heart. Mm-hmm. So, loving every minute of it.
So, what kind of work did you do in Malawi and Sierra Leone? Were you there just as an observer, or were you an organizer? What did you do exactly when you were over there?
Well, Children of the Nations has a few different types of trips that we take Americans or Westerners on. And for me, it was what we call our vision trip, where you get to go and you just basically catch the vision. It's to see what is going on there, to see why the work is needed, how the work is being done, and what it's actually doing to help the people of the country. So just to get the vision is why I went.
Yeah, we do have focus trips. If there's a group of teachers here that want to connect with teachers over in Malawi, we'll focus on that and prepare in advance with the nationals there how we can connect and support the teachers there, or a construction trip, or specifically a vision trip. Like, I'm leading a team of 27 people.
Wow.
in July to Malawi, and we've got an eclectic group of doctors and lawyers and business people and nurses and students, but it's a vision trip, so they can, like Kristen said, catch the vision and see how impactful us coming over there and sharing our hearts and bringing their hearts back with us and sharing that with Orange County and trying to build a viral movement to connect with them over there and give them sustaining support of, you know, prayer and finances and education and whatever they need to raise those kids.
Now, I know that COTN is involved with various churches in the area, because over the last couple of years that we've interviewed Children of the Nations, they have been associated with a church. Now, is COTN a Christian organization?
We are a Christian organization, but that doesn't mean that people have to be Christians to get involved with us, and it certainly doesn't mean that the kids that we serve have to be Christians. Sierra Leone is a predominantly Muslim country, and we have lots of kids in our program who are Muslim. For us, you know, our Christian faith is why we do what we do, but it's not the only what we do.
Now, do you have any updates last year on Guy from Malawi? He was here last year with Flood, and we interviewed him. Do you have any updates on him?
No, but I'd be happy to find out. I know we're working with Adam from Flood and trying to develop that relationship and see how we can serve that church. And I know they're really active in Malawi, and it's exciting to hear what they're doing, but I don't know about that guy and his progress.
Yeah, that would be cool if you could find out and then post something on our on our MySpace or comment on the main page to just let us know what is going on with him. I know he was here, for a limited time, 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and then he had to go back. Mm-hmm. But he shared with us his stories and the child soldier stuff. Yeah, we think about him over the last year, huh?
Yeah.
What kinds of donations are or help are you currently looking for from the public? What are you in most need of?
We're in need of everything because we are committed to raising kids. And if you are parents or you know kids and you think about everything that it takes to raise a child, that is what we need. And it's a lot. Specifically, we're really in need of some help with our education department. That's one of the things that kids in our countries are really excited about, the opportunity to go to school. And they, as children, recognize that that is the most important thing they can do right now. Mm-hmm. And so we are looking for, we need school supplies, we need funds for buildings, for teacher salaries. We need teaching teams to go over and work with our teachers about different kinds of classroom integration and learning. And then I think the other thing that comes to my mind is just our feeding program and our farms and agriculture programs that we're developing. It's really exciting, the stuff that's going on in the different countries, the farms that we have started and that are providing the food for our kids, but we constantly need to grow that so that we're not dependent on buying food for our children.
And also, too, in raising these children, we believe that they will transform their nations through education, through higher education. So it's not just, kindergarten to, 12th grade. We're thinking about university, and they want to be doctors and lawyers and politicians and nurses and teachers. And that's very exciting for us to be able to support their dream and their vision. But it is about providing sustainable support for them. And it's not just money. We do meal packaging events and people that want to get involved. And the website has any number of ways you can get involved. And it's wonderful to see people go to the countries, just get on the plane and go, because you really are forever connected with the kids that way. And then the sponsorship, which is amazing. And a lot of people see you can sponsor a kid, but they're not really sure where the money goes. And it's a very direct line from your hand to our children's tummy. Mm-hmm. So that's another way they can get involved, too, is just sponsor a child.
Just in case some of our listeners are interested and are maybe thinking they might want to take one of these vision trips, how much does it cost? And what do you, I know sometimes when you go to Africa, or not sometimes, you usually have to get a lot of shots, and it's just not like I'm going to sign up and go and jump on the plane.
Yeah, Africa is, it's harder to get to than most places, especially fuel prices now, airfare is going up. But, you can get good deals if you plan far enough in advance. The shot thing, I've had more shots than I can, I feel like I should be good for the rest of my life. But there are travel clinics all over that you can just say, I'm going to Uganda, and they can bring up on the computer, okay, you need this, 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 and this, and they can give it to you all in one day. Right. So it causes some pain for your arms, mm-hmm. but it's pretty easy to facilitate that. Our trips usually cost somewhere between, the Dominican Republic is easier to get to, and airfare is a lot cheaper, so that can be anywhere from $800 to $1,200. And then Africa mm-hmm. depends on when you go during the year, but it's anywhere from, I think, $2,500 up to $4,000. But
for a flight?
Just for the whole package.
Oh, for the whole package, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that includes lodging, airfare, food, water, and the activities that you do, and transportation and things like that.
How long of a trip is that for, if you go to Malawi on the vision trip?
It's usually about 10 days. But the thing that's nice about Children of the Nations is that we're really flexible with people, and we say, okay, when can you go? And how long do you want to stay? And what kind of projects do you want to work on when you're there? Do you want to be in the classroom? Do you want to work on the farm? Do you want to go to the office? And do you want to go to the clinic? So we're able to really work with what people are passionate about and design a trip for them. So the Dominican Republic, you can go for a week. For Africa, it takes so long to get there. It takes 2 days to get there. So I don't usually enjoy the quick trips there and back, because it doesn't feel like you even get to experience it. So for Africa, they're usually 10 days to 2 weeks, mm-hmm. But they can be any sort of length that you want to do.
Yeah, ours is going to be 19 days, so we'll have 10 days in country, 2 days on other end to travel, and then we like to do some sort of excursion at the end of the trip, just to kind of decompress and debrief. And when you're over there, it's you really should do the safari. It's amazing. We do a little 3-day safaris, and you get to really enjoy the beauty of Africa, and it kind of gives you another side and insight to the kids too. Mm-hmm. So we do recommend that, and we kind of build that in to the end of the trip. So it's about 18, 19 days.
Thank you so much for meeting with us, ladies, and we look forward to hearing from you about Guy and all your projects in the future. Keep in contact with us and let us know.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression because we're pirate pods. Would you mind doing that?
An impression of a pirate?
Yeah. Can it be any pirate?
Any. That's where you get to have some fun.
Well, let's just say...
Well, I get to go first because she's an actress and a drama queen, and I don't know why she's getting excited.
Yeah, I can tell.
Those of you who are listening, you can't see her wheels are turning, and she's getting really excited. So I'm going to go first because she could go on and on and get a job out of it. And
so, I know.
So just a pirate. What do they say? They say, arr. Right?
They do.
Arr. That sounds like
Very good. No, we do in our family a lot of Jack Sparrow. You're absolutely the worst pirate I've ever heard, but you have heard of me.
Yay!
That's great. Thank you.